Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a big event. There's a big entry on our side of things anyway, so yeah. It'll be a big push from tomorrow on.
You're currently leading the Tarmac Championship, Kevin, yourself and William. It's been a brilliant year so far. Ones in West Cork and Killarney. You also had a top three finish on one of the other rounds as well. So I suppose the year so far has been almost perfect for you.
Yeah, no, we definitely had a good year so far. It's kind of all you want starting out. So I suppose we're halfway through the season, so we're in a good enough position now. We just need to carry it through the next three rounds and see where we finish up.
I suppose the main thing was, William, down in your part of the country, down in Cork, you had to take victory. So that was the starting block.
Well, we had to do that, yeah, just to keep all the locals happy, you know.
Yeah. Well, tell us, how did you and Kevin get together originally and put this, what's turned out to be a winning partnership together?
We had a similar circle years ago, and we used to meet each other in every rally then in events and just catch up, and next minute we were just chatting and here we are. Yeah. So it is like that, the circle is small. And
at times it can be hard to get a partnership that's settled, but it didn't take us too long to get settled in together and get working well together.
Yeah, no, it seemed to kind of work kind of well, you know. Yeah. Like, even in the first recce, you know, we kind of had similar understanding of what we wanted. And, you know, I'd say the third or fourth stage, we kind of got into a groove and, you know, like, we're very straight up about what we want. And, you know, it's just easy to navigate him anyway. You know, it just works and, you know, it just clicks and you just try and do the best you can, you know.
Mm-hmm. He says, you know what you want. What do you want this weekend, Kevin, and Donegal?
The same as about 20 other boys. You want to be first home, but no, it's going to be insane. I think from word get go tomorrow, there's every top modified car in the country is sitting in Donegal with the same idea. So we just have to wake up tomorrow and see what way it goes.
What makes this so special and this modified battle, this national battle? So many people here. They all want to win Donegal, Kevin.
Yeah, well, Donegal's the big one. Like, it's the only 3 day left in the country, and the stages are unbelievable. It's just the buzz in Letterkenny. I don't think there's a rally in the country that kind of that's the same as it. So, and when it's only 40 minutes down the road from us, it's kind of something you've come and looked at over the years. And it's just, you want to be, this was our whole intention this year. We kind of want to come here and go quick, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you have to be quick from the go tomorrow in Trenta, first stage tomorrow afternoon, just after 12 noon, because it is so competitive, and if you're not up there with the times at the start and then you begin to chase things, at times that can't be the ideal situation, can it, Kevin?
Aye, well, Donegal is a funny one now. It kind of always it always goes hard from the start, but I suppose at the end of the day it is a long 3 days and it's a finisher's rally. But I think we kind of, you have to stay thereabouts, you have to stay within touching distance, and the quality of boys that's here this weekend, nobody's going to go slow, so we just have to do our own thing tomorrow and hopefully be thereabouts and try and carry it through the 3 days.
Yeah. What about the car? Obviously the Corolla's been performing well for you. You've taken victories already. A 3 day event can be sore in the car. Is it an event that will suit the Corolla, do you feel, Kevin?
We have everything kind of set up and we're happy with the way the car handles, and you know, Bobby's done a great job on kind of the whole setup, and there was a lot of kind of bits of development and stuff here and there since our first rally was this time last year in the car, and there's been a lot of modifications and changes just trying to make the car work. It's not as simple as just the kind of, I suppose, you can bolt and buy everything for an Escort, where everything kind of had to be, I suppose, modified to fit into the Corolla. So, it definitely, I think the Corolla, we have no disadvantage, but I don't think we have any advantage in it either. So we're all the same. We're a 2.5. Basically, modified car, the same as the rest of them, and away we go.
It's just as good as the Escorts that's all sitting all around you.
I think so. Anyway. Yeah. Hopefully, be that bit better.
That's going to be your third Donegal rally. Where have you finished in the previous two? How have you gone in the ones before this?
Not good. Last year was our first rally actually in the car, and I think on the first stage we broke stuff on the back axle, and we actually missed two stages. So we just kind of were doing it for miles last year. The year previous, I think in the 1600 car, I think it might have went on half on fire on Saturday evening. So we've wrecked it plenty of times, but we probably haven't raced it that many times. Yeah. So no, hopefully we'll have a better year this year.
This is your second Donegal, William. You were here before with the championship sponsor.
I was, yeah. I was here with Clontarf putting it to me. Thankfully, first time did it, and we got through the 3 days and finished it, which is rare for your first time, supposedly. Yeah. So hopefully it'll go as well this time around. So.
Yeah. You've rallied all over the country, and I know Cork is a special place for you when it comes to rallying, but how does Donegal compare to the rest of the country? You've made this big long trip from down south to come to Donegal to spend the ultimate weekend here.
Well, since I was, I'd say, 17 years old, I've never missed a Donegal rally. Every year I've come to spectate, and the 10th year I came up here, I did it, and I missed it last year, and I'm doing it again this year. So that is, like, as Kevin said there, the atmosphere and the people are lovely, and, you know, to come up from Kerry, Cork, the scenery, the county, and, you know, just it's a different place, and you get a lovely positive feedback from all the competitors and, you know, the people around the stages, and it's just a lovely atmosphere and a feeling, and we keep coming back every year. It's great, you know.
Kevin, I'll come back to you. You're relatively young in motorsports, and you've been nominated again for a third time for the Billy Coleman Award. It's nice that I suppose the top brass in the country are recognising your talents once again.
It's nice to get nominated now. It'd be nicer to win it now. But it's nice to get the acknowledgement of it now. So hopefully we'll put the right plan together, and when we get to the interview phase this year, hopefully we'll be in a situation where hopefully we'll be in good contention for it.
Well, before that, we've got the Donegal National Rally to contend with this weekend. How big a boost would it be to you going forward into that award process or that nomination process as a Donegal champion, Kevin?
To be, you know, I don't think you're going to prove any more to the speed in the modified game and the quality of the competitor in the modified thing. It's some of the top class in the country, so if you can come out of Donegal here this weekend with a win, you're kind of, I think anybody who gets it this weekend is definitely one of the best in the country. So we'll see, you know, if we did get that far, it would definitely be a big help to the process, I suppose.
Well, all we can do is to you and William wish you the best of luck this weekend in Donegal.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks very much.
Thanks a million.